welcoming to me here tonight, but also since I moved to Cork, you have been a lovely event that helped me get to know a lot of people. So just want to say, you know, for young LGBT people who maybe don't feel like they have a community, you're really providing a space for people to get to know other people, so thank you for doing that. I should get into the poetry. I like to do this piece to kind of start my sets, because generally the audience don't know me and I don't know them. So this piece is called Define, and I wrote it for the UCC Feminist Society last year, and it's kind of just about me coming to terms with being a woman, but then also so many other aspects of my identity that I suppose I was a bit uncomfortable with as an angsty teenager. So this is Define. I'm 5'2". Eyes ice blue but heart red warm. I produce love like a swarm of bees. Produce honey. I breathe in feelings and breathe out reasons for why I think the world is collapsing. Is that a female thing? He asks me. Define. I fall in love fast and fall out of love slow. Wear my heart in my sleeve, sharing around the beats in my pulse. But nobody wants to touch a broken beast for fear of catching rabid feelings. And when I love completely. One might say I feel too deeply that I self-harm my heart for art for them. For keeping up this game, women are too sensitive. Chides me, Define. And I'm trying to learn to love myself. I'm reading a book that treats it like a 7-step grief program, and I'm grieving losing myself to society. Watch my face decay to worry, ribs protruding like the beams of a rotting ship. Mind is a tormented tempest, swallowing up little bits of me, erosion at the bottom of the sea. The magazines say it's a necessary requirement for beauty. Define. And the lines I hide beneath my feet are my efforts of protecting that little piece of me that is damaged. The rafters too, corrupted soul. Who really knows? Shame, she says. You could have been beautiful. Define. And they tell me my body is a temple. Some stone mausoleum of broken pieces to where they come to pray and lay down their architecture. Their scaffolding to make adjustments to how I feel. Peeling back the paint to reveal the gnarled roots of worship. But this is a lie. I am more than a place where people come to die, but I can provide deaths in ringing multitudes if bells are supplied. No, I am the owner of a cathedral. I will make the choirs come and echo out those hymns of salvation, those psalms of frustration. This will be a spot of sanctuary, a home for the splintered hearts. I am my own religion, and I will learn to love myself because nobody is going to do the loving for me. Define, and my heart is not shatterproof. If my body is a cathedral, then my beat machine is a stained glass window, colored, damaged, but shines like a most high god. And you can see where people left their cracks. See the stations of my story etched along the edges. Stations of my 18 years of breaking and growing. And Mary, Mother of God, did you take all of those sins for yourself? Define. Yet our country still believes we are the original sin. Still not captains of our own vessels as we sail the skies and seas to relieve ourselves of their acts without pleas. Seeds planted in the name of trees are those sown by stinging bees. You have to think about the baby, they say to me. Define. Yet, we women are the stories told. We are such beautiful insecurities and stronger than you'll ever be. We are the parchment of purpose, the ink of ingenious. We are the weavers, the dreamers, believers, and so much more than cleaners and feeders and breeders. Define. And I have learned that love isn't defined by who you wake up beside, that beauty isn't gendered, that all hearts break because we are human, not man, woman, or non-specified. Define. And I am tired of these cardboard box constraints. I'm sick of being told I'm XYZ, I just want to be me. Is that not enough in 2019? Define. And I'm learning that girl doesn't mean breasts and a short dress. That you can't define a girl by her curls, that you can be more of a woman than I'll ever be without ever being born with a V. Definitions are for dictionaries. Thank you. This next poem is a love poem, and it's kind of about, it's about time, and it's about, like, basically, I read this actually at O'Vale a few months ago, and it's called Constellations, which means studded with stars in Latin, and it's about being in love, but also just how time is so precious, and that we can't, like, go on planning our lives to be all of these wonderful things, that things, if things are meant to be, they'll be, and if they aren't, that's okay too, and that we should just enjoy the moment, which is something that I find as, like, a meticulous planner is just awful, because I'm like, I must have every aspect of my life planned out, but sometimes you just have to breathe, and this is Constellations, which is me trying to be notionsy and just put a Latin word into a poem. So, It was an accident of history, a mystery to how some celestial being blew wisps across a Corvus-coloured picture to Pollock-style a knight of join the dots for us. In absolute lust with this godly guide for life, for hundreds of thousands of years, people yearned to see themselves in paradise's picture book, to see someone simultaneously burning up and being beautiful. Our gleaming solar sister, in her very best flapper dress and twinkling pearls around her neck, twirling in front of Mercury, asking should she invest in green lights, red and white blue ones too. All giants fall to the myth with the alchemy of their age. Man takes control of the sky's supple-breasted supply of unexplored places to claim his home, as if these entire spaces have not the rights to change, leaving war prints on planets and planes at conquest with little flags parlayed for pieces of 88. But while this gigantomachy unfolds before our eyes, the dark of the June and December sky blushes innocently as she changes her hemispheres. We watch on, our heads grounded in pillows, tufts of earth in one another, but never reality, for in our lifetime the stars will stay the same. The face of heaven will gleam that half-drunk smile, no matter what lies we tell her. She knows what we did. It's a secret between us, her, and the elixir that dribbles through morning curtains, but she is as human as we. All things can be rendered unrecognizable with time. Her face will shift, her lips may droop, or she might call for cosmic Botox. Her eyes will burn from blue to amber to grey. And this is why in this moment things are meant to be, because blue is the warmest colour in the night, and your eyes are the closest thing I'll ever come to kissing stars. And I shall not stand corrected if this ink was not destined to be spilled across this way. Perhaps we are one of the same constellation, I hope a nova waiting to blow the naysayers away. But maybe we are just two comets. Two stars with better things to do on our journeys out of this life. And for a fraction of the horologium our paths cross. We burn in unison, warm off the other's flames, fulfilled in knowing that we are not lone adamantine wranglers of another year gone by. We cannot arrange the sky no more than we can rearrange each other. No more than how long it took to cartograph this architecture of feelings from the welkin of my core, but for now it's ours to share. Set with delicate droplets of empyrean glue holding my world to yours, there was no accident of history or mystery that I was meant to meet you. Thank you.
You're grand.
Because this is long, and I wrote this for this event, because it's Cork Pride, 50 years since Stonewall. I kind of wanted to do something that's a bit celebratory of our community and how important all the work that we've done so far, and just maybe acknowledging the history, because I don't think a lot of people know the history of Stonewall, and I study history in college. But just do something that recognises the fight that's happened, but the fight that's still going on. So this is called, very originally, Stonewall 1969. New York is running on a quiet hymn written in stars, and every late night bar concerned with sin has lights dim, step one. Or electric drinks chink beneath hot lemon and peach lights, same-sex hands and same-sex hips. Rhythm blips, a tango fight erupts, and the narrative flips, as Christopher Street becomes a kick line of street queens sick of unnecessary intrusion on their late night jiving. Their boa snakes rising to occasion, and a crowd ready to charge as the now mythical shards of Marsha's Moldov crash against engulfed flames on the wall behind Stonewall 1969. Can you see the montage of rouge spatter the bricks? Them violent kicks of the NYPD 6th into the ribs of those misremembered children exiled from Ellis Isle on the wings of a dream that took off without them. Beating to the a cappella roars of Stone Butch Revolution. Meanwhile, Liberty raises her torch high above the cries of sirens that drown public opinion on the rocks. Yet, like her sister Justice, she lets her eyes rot to white as it becomes a race issue, a fags and drag issue, a spare your tissues for a bunch of confused freaks in the hedonistic village issue. Stonewall 1969. Their place of quiet worship pillaged by these blue shirts armed with words that hurt and hands that made filthy gesture. Rest assured, these othered people wouldn't have their steeples of self torn down. They wouldn't be denied community, let the unity of division get in the way. Three pieces of female clothing on a broad to prove she wasn't gay. And so, they lifted the bricks. The magic trick of time passing slipped like an elegant woman with a thick tash into a silk kimono. The day of the Mattachine sip-ins were gone as they kicked up the dust the night after Judy died. Stonewall 1969. One Atlantic whale away, she is in love. The sky is smitten, the sun shoots itself. The sun shoots kisses into the faces of this land. She doesn't shoot herself, that's not the story. Yikes. The sky is smitten. The sun shoots kisses into the faces of the land. She holds her hand as the soil tills itself still. They raise their own bit of rebellion beneath the Broadway stolen moon spots, lighting up the dark in the theatre of an empty Irish night. Nobody knew about them. This girlish whim, this wrong thing that they were doing was only an until we get married fling. Forget about the future together, not possible, allowed, permissible, just think about the clink of glass, the backhanded laughs. Stonewall 1969, if they were found, what would be done? Not sodomy, but not natural was the public opinion of some. Hold on, Gayburn. See the discerning disgust, not even a mother's love nor lust can accept to sweep across a nation. Sons outdoors, daughters caught in convents, and God knows where the missing sisters went. Bent, queer, pink triangles, hate, fear, hate. 78, across the pond, people cry over blood-spilled milk. And 81, Declan Flynn beaten to the ground by teen queer bashers left off by a Garda system that ran and continues to hide, then step aside. 80s craze, AIDS, no aid for those hanging out of closet doors. Nell is telling us to all nut up, shut up, and don't read all the Irish Times headlines. Stonewall 1969, it's where it all started. Where the heart of a movement grappled its way out of the gutter, it didn't stutter. Remember what Wilde said? That while we're here, some of us stare at stars, and getting on board the sky sailor, we are comet catchers, we are Nova necromancers, fiery flame tamers. We said, by God, we'll take their names in vain, so their deaths won't be in them. Stonewall 1969, Stonewall Naygade, Shaskinane, Naygade, Nokane, I am born as an illegal entity to half the globe. And as a disruption to a culture of my own, a historian outside history, a storyteller telling stories about invisible people and places. Kids like me didn't belong, didn't have spaces, missed out on the first kiss experiences at local discos, but didn't miss the first hit in school trips. Coming home and explaining black eyes and bruised wrists to mothers and fathers who lost a child in the mists of what they thought was best. Stonewall 2009. Things are better. The ceiling fell in long ago, and we're finally building from the bricks we threw at the bomb squads and hater gods. I can finally safely hold a hand or cheek, or kiss a cheek in the right cases, if it's a weekend at the end of June or a local celebration. But other than that, it's always the fear of getting hit, that muttered faggot or the directed spit. We've got a problem protecting our people, because corporate pride matters more than making sure that people stay alive. Why Ireland and abroad don't really care about the gay suicides, it's just a textbook statistic. A light ballistic force reminding queer kids in school that the government has nothing for them to live up to. Stonewall 2019. Two women beaten up on a London bus ride home. It slides from Soho to So Homo to give her a kiss or we'll pop your lips with our fists. To journalists taking their lives into their bloody hands. Lyra, Yelena, martyrs for what was better. Two opposite sides of the world, but ain't treated no better when it comes down to it. It was a homophobia case, plain and simple. Another storyteller robbed of the words. Speaking of stories, let's rub out erasure. Our trans, ace, bisexual, melanin-blessed spaces ain't given cause sometimes we're just too focused on who fits into our social tick boxes. Stonewall 2019. Our siblings swim the seas. They hide in urban jungles because we are who we are and who we love do not match up with the games our governments set up. But it can and it will. That itself is the spirit of Stonewall. We build on the bones of bad things to make it better. We raise a bit of hell, painting on our war makeup. Those high-flying mascara eyes and rainbow-painted wings. We will fly, we will soar, we will take our place in the iron skies and climb the veins to find our lost family in this new age rumble. Can you hear the grumble of our victorious roar? We are queer and we are motherfucking here. Stonewall 2019. Thank you. Something and I finished it maybe about 2 hours ago and was just like, hopefully it's okay. I haven't let the whole community down. But no, look, thank you so much for listening. My name's Alana Daly Mulligan. I'm on everything. I would love to chat to you after the gig if you're around. I have business cards because I have notions. But this is going to be my last poem. This is kind of the one that started, well, didn't start me off, but it was one of the biggest poems and one of the biggest steps forward for me, because I came out very publicly with this poem, and it's called Hands. And basically, I was in a fire with my ex-girlfriend. She wasn't my ex-girlfriend at the time, obviously. But we were at this bar, and this guy came up to us, and yeah, so that's I'll leave you to hear the story. So this is Hands. I held her hand as if the whole world wasn't watching. Right there, under that flickering neon sign inside, the one that advertised the type of club night we came to, sitting on a bar stool waiting to celebrate being young and infectiously smitten in this city of rebels and unhidden gems. A new level of liberation, a pulse of new creation that doesn't exist back home, escape on a bar stool at the corner of McCurtain Street, until the hammering of heavy feet, stout stuck to his gullet as he hobbled towards us, approached us, broached us, waving his arms erratically in disgust at our subtle display of love. We wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt that era 2017 couldn't have a light like him wandering around, so we shut our mouths, got off the stool he so desired, waited by the alcohol pyre until he and his friends began to smile and jeer, "We don't want to see you fucking queers here." Stop. Stone in my throat, she is silent. Her chocolate-flecked eyes diffused to grey, no longer able to stay. We well up with the words we can't bear to say, going out for air. I hate that I care that this matters. I think in my mind, we were so lucky up till now, wandering home down the back of the town. I suppose it was bound to happen sometime. The one night we go into the lights, our rainbow view is torn to black and white. Transported to my first kiss back home. The magic corrupted with the fear of being seen, being unclean, those irrational thoughts in my head that I'd left for dead, swirl alive from inside Sylvia's manic hive. I left it all behind with a bus ride south, forgetting the fear that foamed at the mouth. So I wonder, do he and she get the same slander? The same raggedy insults when they press up against a bar, doing a hell lot more than we are? It doesn't matter when you're 6 years old and your aunt natters, oh, and you've a boyfriend now and again at 16, when every male friend has a potential end suitor for the future. Straight cup praise, no room for any other, and the night is over. I can't hold her hand or wrap my arm around her shoulder, too affected by the older man's scolder that we were being bolder than we should be in public. This worst nightmare come true, reminding us we aren't all liberals and blues. You have to be careful, they say, because you're two women and because you're too gay. Why do I, though? Why are my feelings different to those who are opposing genders? What makes us worthy of verbal attack for something as small as holding hands? But I don't want the world to consider her hand as that of a man if I hold it. I don't want to be tolerated or ignored. I want our fingers to intertwine and you to go on with your lives, not minding that we aren't in hiding. So bundle up those sticks and stones they throw and build a house and a home. Realize beneath this skin, we are only just bones. And take my hand, because we all want a hand to hold. Thank you.